Greetings and salutations. It's Saturday, July 8th, 2017. And it's Saturday. We don't usually do shows on Saturday. But Stephanie has a new gig.
I got a new gig!
Yeah, she has a new gig. So for now, we're going to just do some shows on Saturday. Eventually, we're hoping to get back to our Wednesdays. But But anyway, for now, we're going to do some Saturday shows. And there you go.
Hey, thank you, Stephanie. Both, by the way.
Oh, sure. Well, I don't want to wake up at like some crazy hour in the morning to facilitate a Wednesday show.
Oh, I need my sleep. I do it.
Yeah, I need my sleep. My sleep, and I just got a new bed, and I freaking love it. Finally, got a king size bed, and it's the bomb.
Is it a regular mattress with coils and stuff,
no.
Or is it one of those Tempur-Pedic-y things?
Well, it's memory foam. It's not a Tempur-Pedic, but it's memory foam, and it's not too hard. It's not really soft, but it's I don't know. It's just really comfortable. It feels like a hotel bed, like a good hotel bed.
My husband and I went memory foam about 9 years ago, and it's got two sort of settings. Like there's one that's gushier, and then you can flip it, and there's one that's a little bit more firm.
Oh, okay.
And we were, 9 years is a long time. It's perfection. We flip it every so often, and it's like we get a new bed every time we flip it. And I swear to God, once I got past like the heinousness of my hot flashes and my gnarly menopause phase, I crawl into that bed with like fresh, crisp, delicious smelling sheets, and there is nowhere on earth I would rather be.
I know. Well, this bed is great because it's got some kind of temperature control. So I know that I had a topper before that was memory foam, but that got really, really hot.
Yeah.
So this doesn't. So I've been like, I went all out and I got the mattress cover that has the temperature control thing. So it's like, it's really nice. And it's lovely. I love it so much.
Does Bob love it? Does Bob feel as strongly about it as you do?
Yes.
I talk about it more, but it's like, he's 6'4" and I'm 6 feet. So, we needed a big bed, And so this feels, this is just a regular king and it feels like it should have its own zip code. It's so huge. I love it.
I envisioned you guys because we were talking about this one time offline.
Right.
And I envisioned the two giant people like laying on this little teeny bed, almost like a cartoon with like 2 feet hanging out of the blanket. And there's nothing
with like a lion licking our toes.
Exactly.
Like Three Stooges.
Exactly. Totally. And then it was this whole picture that I had of the two of you. So I'm really happy.
Yeah, we were just in my old bed, which was from forever ago, and it was a queen. And we've been trying to build on what we have, and so finally the bed part came in, and it's like woohoo.
Yeah, nothing like a good bed, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Nothing like starting off a conversation with Kimberly A. Johnson on a positive note.
Well, there you go. Yeah, yesterday I had a really hard day. And, I try very hard to kind of like stay focused and keep my eye on the prize. I mean, I have a good deal of followers. And it's not that I think I'm some leader of these people, but I recognize the fact that a lot of people will, send me messages or whatever and say, thanks for keeping me going. Thanks for making me laugh. I really like the things that you post. So, every once in a while I lose it. And I'm kind of the person who needs the one who I look at their posts and I laugh or whatever. So I was feeling very upset yesterday after it just seemed like America kept getting punched in the gut over and over and over and over again, which we will be discussing. So
yeah.
I called my mom.
Oh, I love your mom. I look at your mom for like, I go there. I need a little kick in the ass of positivity and toughness.
Yeah.
And I go to Ann Warner.
Yeah. Well, she,
anyway,
and that's, what she, that's what she did. I mean, she told me, she goes, I started worrying and she knows me, obviously she's my mother. So there are things that I'll discuss with her and personality traits that I'll show to her that I don't necessarily show online. So I'm kind of like the little 6-year-old girl at this moment, like, mommy, I'm scared. And so she gave me the pep talk and she was kind of like, look, Germany survived Hitler and we're going to survive Trump. So I posted that and a few people made comments like, well, yeah, it took 70 years or whatever. And then this one woman comes on and she starts like screaming at me, literally screaming because it's in all caps and saying that
I love that
the remark was flippant. And it's like, and I said to her, I got really angry because my emotions were running all over the place. And so I tried not to be rude because she had been a Facebook friend for some time. And I said, I understand tensions are high and angers, you know, people are angry, but this was not flippant. And, you know, it wasn't meant in the flippant spirit. And so then she doubled down on it. And I didn't even read her full comment. I was so angry. And so I just deleted the post. And then I had to get off Facebook, which I did, which was good. But then I just went over to Twitter. So what difference does it make?
Dude. Okay. I am so with you on that. So I had to step away from Facebook because it was just getting me down and I was engaging and I found that just about everything I posted was political and it was coming from like a totally disgruntled place. Yeah. And it was wearing on me. You know, I was getting sick of it. So then I decided I'm only going to post cute things like the time I chipped my tooth when I did a handstand during the Warriors game and that, you know. And then I just said, fuck it. I'm just going to take a step away because Twitter has taken up so damn much of my time anyway. And all I really wanted was to become I want to stay on top of what's happening politically because I feel like this is do or die.
Oh, totally.
And if we, you know, we can get depressed and rightfully so because we disagree with everything that's going on with the current, you know, administration and Trump is a douchebag and he's an idiot and he's a moron and he has no business being the president of these United States and it's hurting America.
Yeah.
You said America's getting punched in the face every day. Yes. I feel like America, we're getting the crap beat out of us. It's one, you know, how many bits of news did we have yesterday that threw us all for a loop? And, you know, I'm just like, I feel like we've just got to keep fighting. And I see things like, you know, I'm furious about what's happening at the G20. Mm-hmm. We watch him walk around like a disoriented, you know, basket case on stage in Poland. He tells Putin, oh, yeah, it's okay. You didn't meddle. Sure, sure. We're good. Hey, yeah. P.S. Rex Tillerson thinks we have great chemistry. And I'm like, what in the fuck is going on?
I think the scariest part of what came out of yesterday was the fact that we're going to be working with Russia on the elections.
Please.
This is where I start to lose it.
I'm sweating just like talking right now.
I can deal with waiting until the midterms. I can deal with waiting for Mueller, which I do want to talk about, you know, his case.
I want to
later.
Talk about all of it. But I just hope we can do it in a straight line. That's not going to happen. But yeah, let's talk about it all. I'm game.
It's like I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to be patient. But the thing that scares me is our elections, because I don't know if that's something. This is where I go dark, because I feel like are we going to be, you know, Democrats are limited. The thing that really sucks about all of this is there are more liberal people in America than there are conservative people. Yet. Mm-hmm. The conservatives have the power, you know, the legislative power and the governmental power, where we don't. We only, you know, we have the opportunity to protest, but we could be arrested. God only knows what they could do to us. You know, I mean, back in Watergate, when they were standing outside of the White House and screaming at Nixon, I don't think that we would be able to do that, because I think Trump would have everybody arrested.
Or we'd be hosed down.
Yeah,
or, you
something
know,
like that.
Yeah. Well, here's what I think. I think that yes, there. I agree with everything you just said in terms of like numbers and pretty much everything you said. But let's go back to the there are more of us than there are of them. But we can't seem to get it together. And you know, there was a ton of infighting last time around, and there was division, and there wasn't. I feel like, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a politician. And I'm like you. I'm into it, and I'm passionate about it. I'm going to do whatever I can to raise a stink, and if it means marching, and if it means, you know, attending city council meetings or whatever it happens to be, I'm doing it. But I feel like Democrats, we aren't unified. We need one thing that matters. You know, like we all have to agree that women have a right to choose. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that has to be a unifying factor within the party, right? We all stand for that. That's it. That's not up for debate. That's got to be a given. But what are we going to run on in 2018? And I think, and you know, I've got like, I almost texted you yesterday, Kimberly, because I was tweeting with David Yankovich and Randy Bryce yesterday, because David Yankovich came out and he said, I'm withdrawing from the congressional race against Paul Ryan in Wisconsin, and I'm endorsing Randy Bryce.
Wow.
And I was like, fuck yeah, that is what it's about. It's about unifying and saying, this is a candidate I can get behind. And the reason I'm so taken with Randy Bryce, and I almost texted you, I think I've developed a crush on Randy Bryce. But then I deleted it and didn't send. But what I have a crush on is his conviction and the fact that he has something at the top of his agenda of things that he wants to accomplish. It's health care for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we and the Democrats don't have something like right now, if they seize the opportunity, it is such a shit show what's going on with the Republican Party and this, what is it called now? The BCRA, the Betterment Caca Republican. You know, I'm like, honestly, I don't, they've changed it so many times because they can't call it Trump Care.
Yeah.
And it's not AHCA. So it's now BCRA and nobody wants to vote for it.
Right.
Why are we not seizing that opportunity and saying, guess what? We have an option out there right now. It's not perfect, but let's improve upon Obamacare and let's move toward universal health care. Like, why is that not coming out of every Democrat's mouth right
well,
now?
Well, I think the part of the reason is because some of the Democrats are, and it's not all, but some of the Democrats are getting money from Big Pharma and they need it for their campaigns. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to vilify them for that, because the way that our system is set up right now is that in order to win, you need money.
Right, of course.
And not just chump chains. I mean, not everybody is going to have the charisma that Randy Bryce has. And frankly, and I'd like to talk about Bernie if we can get to Bernie, I have something to say about him. But still, regardless of what your opinion of him is, he raised a lot of money from, you know, just from individual donations. Right. Not
little
everybody.
Donations.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to have the ability to go. I mean, it would be great if every single person who ran for office had that crazy ass charisma, but they don't. Yeah. I mean, right. Like, for instance, Hillary Clinton didn't have that kind. She has a different kind of charisma, but mm-hmm. her strong point is doing the work. It's not rallying. It's not running. It's just not her strong point. And it's not a criticism. It's like, frankly, I prefer that her strong point is what, you know, if she would have made it in, would have been the work, because she would have got work done. She's smart.
Day one, she would have gotten shit done, and she
knows how to work with other people. So this whole idea of campaigning is not her strength. Well, that's going to flow through to other candidates. And so right now, I think in part the reason why a lot of Democrats are not getting on board with this single payer healthcare is because it means they're going to lose money from Big Pharma.
Yeah.
And that's just the sad truth. And that's why, you know, I mean, it's like, instead of vilifying them and acting like they're traitorous, which they're not, they're just playing within the rules that have been set up. And yeah, we need to take the hit for the fact that Democrats have failed getting the vote out for the last, I don't know how many, with the exception of Obama, you know, all the rest of it, we've just failed. We've lost a lot of seats. We haven't figured out that, you know, beautiful messaging that we need. We haven't figured out the marketing of our messaging. So, you know, yeah, we need to get our asses, but it's not about, you know, I think the mistake with a lot of these angry leftists out there who just want to rip down the establishment is to chase everybody with the freaking torches. It's like, no, understand what we're working with. And then, you know, we do have to, you know, one of the things Bernie said, I think, is that you can't change from within, but you can. You absolutely can.
Oh,
you
absolutely. Run,
that's the only way. You don't just fucking burn everything down and then go, oh, it's all good. It's good now. Mm-hmm. Now we can start fresh with the whole, you know, with soot everywhere.
Well, look at that. That's not working for the Republicans now.
No, it isn't.
But we need something, we, the Democrats, and I'm talking about Democratic politicians.
Yeah.
they need to find one common cause that they can unify around, and healthcare speaks to everybody.
Yeah, I do think it should be healthcare, especially right now. You know,
I mean, right. Seize the opportunity, get off your asses. You know, I was at a dinner the other night with kids running around and people that I've known for 25 years, some much older than me, some my age, some much younger. And everybody at the table was a Democrat, and everybody at the table voted for Hillary Clinton, of course. And, but some people at the table were saying it's time for, some new faces and some excitement, and God bless Nancy Pelosi. But I think we're ready for some new faces in the Democratic Party. I think that's why, Randy Bryce, I read an article on him the other day. We all need Randy Bryce's. We need Randy Bryce's all throughout the country.
We do.
In order to make this happen.
And there's a hope that, and I'm going to say this because our the people who listen to our show is a fairly small pool. So it's not like I'm on Bob's show or anything like that. So I feel safer saying something like this here. But if you take a look at Randy Bryce and his rollout, his video, his message, his first appearance on TV, this very well could be something that the DNC has been, maybe he was chosen. Maybe they helped. You know, they're using him as like, what if? Let's try him out and see how people respond. I'm hoping that's the case. I don't know if it is.
Oh, God. I hope so, too.
This was something Bob suggested to me, and I thought, oh, my God, he's right. Because at first I kept tweeting to the DNC, and I kept saying, be more like Randy Bryce. But then, Bob suggested maybe this is what they're doing. And it's like, oh, please, 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 please.
Oh, my God, please. And maybe he's like their first test market.
That's what I'm hoping. I mean, I don't know. But if you take it, like, for instance, I believe his first national television show was Lawrence O'Donnell, and he was he knew what he was doing. It's not easy to go on those shows and look directly into the camera, know exactly what to say and how to say it. So he's been trained, which is something that Keith Ellison listed in his platform when he was running for DNC. It was about training, getting television training and all of that stuff to do interviews.
Yeah.
So it appears to me that he's had some coaching, which is good. I mean, he could have done this on his own. He could have gone after, I know that there are, Bernie has Our Revolution, I think it is. There is a whole, prototyper or whatever set up for people who want to run. So, and I know that he's a Bernie-crat. So, he might have actually been able to pull this off on his own. I don't know where he got money, because he needed money to make that video.
He's run for political office in Wisconsin 3 times and lost.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I didn't know that.
He's like the head of his union for iron workers. I'm not even going to try to attempt to come up with the name of it, but he's got that experience.
Right.
So he's definitely, a dude who is super comfortable talking with the people, his constituents, so to speak, and he's relatable. And then he has no trouble opening his mouth and sharing with the rest of the world what those people think and what his group thinks. And so, he did great on Lawrence that first time. I was blown away. You know, he's going to need a little work, but he's got it down. He knows he knows where he stands, and he's articulate enough to share with Lawrence, or he was on Joy Reid. I mean, he's great. But I wonder if this is his test market. You know, he came out so strong. That video moved me to tears. I immediately gave money, and I've given money again since then. My husband's like, stop. But I feel like this is the hope. And that sort of, let's get on that train and let's ride it and see where it goes from here. I read in like 24 hours on like $25 donations, over $400,000.
In the first 24 hours, he raised over $100,000. It was a couple of weeks. I think it was 2 weeks or something. He raised, $400,000.
Is that where that 400 number came?
Yeah.
Well, the David Yankovich thing was so impressive to me. And it gave me, I get the emails from all of the DSCC and the senatorial and the this and the that, and they're all writing, and it's Al Franken and it's, every big time Democrat. But this I thought was cool. This made me feel all warm and fuzzy, like, look at that. And look at Yankovic, who's he moved from Ohio to Wisconsin to run against Paul Ryan, and now he's backing Randy Bryce. Love it. Mm-hmm. We need to see that. Oh, and then I found out, this also made me love Randy Bryce more. He's half Polish, half Mexican.
Wow.
So I'm sorry, but you know, I'm a Mexican person, and like, I want more of my people getting out there. There are so many of us, and we're so freaking underrepresented.
Yes, totally.
Go, Randy.
Yes, yes. I mean, he's great. And, you know, so once again, bringing this back to my fear is, like, number one, we're going to be obviously facing whatever the Russians are going to be against him. And of course the GOP is. So, I mean, it's already a given that we're going to get the GOP smear campaign. But what's going to happen as far as, you know, they're going to target, for instance, the Georgia special election is under, you know, scrutiny right now. There's a lawsuit that's been introduced because they don't necessarily believe the results of this Georgia special election. I think it's
really?
Six voters and a couple different people. They're saying that the machines were easy to hack or whatever. I don't know the terminology, so please excuse me. But I know there's a lawsuit. So how are we... And here's an answer that we don't have. How are we going to protect against, you know, because Randy Bryce would be a big deal, right? If he were to, he's got such an uphill battle. It's basically unlikely that he's going to kick Ryan off, but that doesn't mean he can't. It's just, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell was talking about how many times in history this has happened. And it's, I think, happened once or twice. So it's not like
twice.
It's not like it's going to be an easy thing. And more than likely, Bryce is going to have to stay on the stage and then eventually he's going to be able to do it. Could he do it this time? I absolutely think he could. But
if the voting isn't fucked with.
But if they are, and the thing is that the Russians now are going to be working with us. Mm-hmm. And then on top of it, they look at what they did last time that failed and they work to improve it in the next election. And that frightens me because it's so easy for, if we lose in 2018, if we're not able to get seats back and flip this.
Oh, don't even. Yeah.
It freaks me out because I don't think then we'll ever be able to. And that's why I'm filled with doom. Normally I'm not.
Yeah. No. I hear you. That's legit though. I feel like, they've got to figure, all of these states need to figure out, how to not have their voting machines messed with. Right.
Yeah. But they're not even acknowledging they're not even acknowledging it. That's the problem. They're not doing anything about it.
They're not acknowledging it, but isn't it interesting that how many states is it now? 46 out of 50 that said F you, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
giving me hope.
That's a step in the right direction. Right. We've got a year and 4 months before these elections take place. I think before that time is up, Trump will be gone. Okay. Because we've got, it's doom and gloom. It's horrifying.
Yeah.
I was thinking about my dad, okay? My dad, who, lifelong Democrat, he died when he was 53 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. I was 28 when my father passed, and there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about him because he made me, and I am a product of all of his teachings and all of the examples he set for me. And, we've talked about him before. We've talked about our dads and just the wonderful stuff that they have instilled in us. But I was thinking to myself, oh my God, like he would be completely outraged. He would have been campaigning with me. He would have been marching with a pussy hat on. He would have been talking to my kids about what he did to stand up in his day. And I just think, we've got to just continue to think that way. This is who we are. And it's gonna be okay. Ann Werner is correct. At Ann Werner.
or at Ms. Werner. At Ms. Werner.
Okay, I'm so sorry. At Ms. Werner. W-E-R-N-E-R.
Yes, it's W-E. And you're at Lady Brain Show, right?
At Lady Brain Show. There you go. I, you know, whatever. I got some friends last night when Yankovic and I were back and forth. But the thing is, Mueller is on it. You posted it within, you know, the last 36 hours. Some kick-ass prosecutor who's never once lost a case, and she prosecutes terrorists. Okay?
I know, and she's a badass. She's a freaking badass.
And she's a badass. So, Kimberly.
I know.
And then if you watch,
well, you know what? And let's go to the Rachel thing. Number one, Rachel had listed a couple of nights ago. She did. Oh, I know what it was. It was on Monday. There was a show that she did that broke down what's been happening. You know, I've been saying Rachel should do a show where she does the timeline of the Russia scandal. So that was pretty much what Monday night show was. Mm-hmm. And in that show, she highlighted a lot of the people that were on Mueller's special prosecution team. And he ain't messing around. And he's got people who have investigated the mafia, put away John Gotti. He's got, you know, that woman who speaks Russian. Not only does she speak Russian, she also has, like, she's an authority on an expert on Russian media.
Right.
So when you put together, I don't know, he's got several different people on his team. When you put together who is on his team, it kind of paints a picture of where they're going, which, you know, I think and then going to the Rachel story about, did you see the thing about The Intercept and her falsified document that she got?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, when I was watching that the other night, it occurred to me, you know, I thought, okay, well, clearly they are trying to set up the media looking incompetent and crying wolf so that when the actual smoking gun comes down, which, you know, word on the web is that Washington Post has this, the people like Claude Taylor are absolutely, it's like there's somebody named Ale, there's Claude Taylor, there's T-Pain. There's
I love
a few T-Pain. Of them. Yeah, I love T-Pain. There's a few of them that are like, yeah, this is it. They have it. They know it's not a falsified document, whatever. So, I mean, we just have to wait and see. But even if it's not obstruction of, I mean, even if it's not collusion, we've got him on obstruction of justice.
Totally.
So it's, we don't even need the Russian collusion. I think, you know, whether or not that ever, gets to, you know, becomes part of the reason why he's leaving or hopefully impeached or whatever, everybody needs to just know and say, okay, well, now we know it. Now we've got the proof.
Right.
Whether the deplorables want to believe it or not really doesn't matter. It's just going to go down in history. It needs to go down in history.
Right.
Even if he's not tried for that. Even if that's not what gets him to leave. So mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, I'm hopeful in the idea that Mueller is going to be able to pull something out of his hat. Not that he's, you know, magically going to make everything better, but I hope that it's enough to that. If let me put it like, let's say he's like, okay, we've got this ironclad thing. He is guilty mm-hmm. of obstructionist justice. He is guilty of collusion. He is guilty of extortion and bribery or whatever it is that they're going to bring out. If the Republicans don't do anything about this, I'm hoping that whatever is discovered fuels on the ground pressure from Americans to make Republicans act, to just as they've done with healthcare. We've been able so far, and we still need to fight because there's like 14. McConnell has it's like in 14 days, I guess they're going to vote on it. Last mm-hmm. I heard, and he's trying to use this next 2 weeks to strong arm all the no's. So, you know, I mean, I'm just, and evidently it's not, and I know I'm switching to healthcare, but I'm going to go back to the other thing, but evidently, that's going to be it, which, you know, watching the news last night, what he's doing almost looks like he's sabotaging it, because usually you would wait until the fall to reintroduce these things, and he's not going to do that.
No, because he knows it's a loser.
Right.
And Susan Collins is not going to
change. But we need more than her. We need two more.
I know. But there are others.
Yeah, I know. There's Heller. I don't know if these people can switch over. But
What about Ben Sasse?
Yeah, I don't know enough about why he's
Tom Cotton.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust him either, but he was practically chased out of his own state.
Yeah.
You know, by his constituents. Right. Anyway,
I hope that what's happening in these town halls or home states with healthcare will happen if Mueller comes out and says, hey, yeah, we've got A, B, C, and D. So, right. You know, that was kind of the point that I was making.
No. I got that. I'm totally with you. They will have to. It's like healthcare in that way. If there is collusion and it's proven or obstruction of justice or whatever, they have to go with that. They have got to vote to impeach or they won't be reelected. And let's face it, all they want is to be reelected.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I'm watching All the President's Men. Because I'm obsessed.
I know.
It's taken me a couple of nights to get through it just because I am like sitting up snoring, leaning up against my headboard, super sexy. But it's remarkable.
It is.
It's uncanny.
It is. I know. I watched it not too long ago.
And I love Deep Throat. Oh, Hal Holbrook with that cigarette. I just want to smoke. Like I want to like light up in bed and just be a part of it with them, you know?
You know, I want to get, we only got one question. So Darius asked a question.
I love Darius. Hi, Darius.
He wrote, will you address the issue with Ivanka being being the unelected POTUS? Also, mention about Merkel and how awesomely badass she is. And finally, curse more often about stuff. All right. Fucking A.
I was worried I was swearing too much.
No. That we can swear all we want. I just, when I'm on Bob's show, I forget on his free show because his goes out to a few radio stations. So he has to bleep my profane ass because
Jesus.
I forget. And then I'm just going, fuck this and fuck that. So it's like when I'm not supposed to cuss, I'll cuss more. You know, I don't think I cussed
at you from across the room.
Right. Shut up. I don't think I cussed when Claude was on, but let's talk. I do want to kind of talk a little bit about Claude, and just about something he said yesterday. But as far as Darius, I mean, I don't know what to say about Ivanka. I mean, what the hell is, she's not an elected official and she's just, this is like a banana republic situation. This is a dictator throwing his children in the ring when for whatever reason that he can't be there. He's got to go take a fucking nap. I don't know what his deal is.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, I read something where when the leader steps out, one of the aides will sit in so that the seat isn't blank. But
why
is that bitch in there? I don't understand.
She's the daughter wife.
She's got her hair and her makeup done. She shows up. She sits at the table next to, she's one away from Angela Merkel.
Did you know she was bleeding from the face and her whatever?
Oh, Jesus. I don't understand why it's allowed. Like, why he's a laughing stock. Angela Merkel speaks fluent Russian and is an educated politician who has taken her country. They are the world leader now.
Yeah.
That's who people look to for. By the way, people, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. They look at us. We are being laughed at every turn.
Well, we're losing credibility. And that's another thing that scares the shit out of me. And what I'm hoping, and call me a Pollyanna all you want, but what I'm hoping is that, please God, or whatever, I'm not religious, but, you know, I'll pray. Will you please help us through this? And once we get through it, and I'm going to take the positive here that we will, that this will be the example of what not to do. And whoever comes in next will be able to rebuild to where we have the respect again that we had.
Yeah.
You know, we lost a lot of respect.
It'll never be repeated.
No.
It'll never be repeated.
I would hope.
And can we just take a one quick step back and say, when it is proven, when Mueller comes through and saves the day and shows us all the evidence and they vote to impeach, I think, Dumbo is going to resign because his narcissistic ego is not going to allow him to be impeached.
Yeah.
And so he's going to come up with something like he'll never admit that he has dementia or whatever, just take a look at last week. There are three really solid examples that there's something clearly up.
Yeah.
When you can't find your limo on the tarmac
and
it's right in front of your stupid face. There's a problem.
And then after his Warsaw speech, he just stood
there.
He stood there like a freaking doofus.
That was the sound that was ringing through my head.
Yeah.
And then one other thing happened. Did you see when they were all standing on the stage at the G20?
Yes.
And he had back to the crowd. It's like, yes. No, we're over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there'll be some excuse and he's going to blame it on something other than himself.
Right. Maybe he's going to blame it on his foot again.
But see, here's my exact, my bone spurs.
Yeah, bone spurs. I have to quit. Bye.
What about, when Pence, he takes over, but do you think that it's also going to be proven by Mueller that Pence is also dirty and part of it?
Well, two things I have to say. First, before I even get into that, one thing that drives me fucking bananas is when you see people online saying, oh, don't go after Trump, then we'll get Pence. He's worse. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me? First of all, it's not like I have anything to do with whether or not Trump leaves or stays. That's not going to be up to me. It's
granted,
we do have to put public pressure.
Don't get rid of him.
it's all on me and you. But okay, yes, public pressure could have something to do if we pressure the Republicans into impeachment, if we're able to even do that. But beyond that, it's not like, okay, if we get Pence, he's just he's a completely different kind of danger.
Right.
There, what people, I think, forget. It's like that people want it to be Trump or Hillary, and it's not going to be Trump or Hillary.
Right.
We Democrats need to own the fact that we, granted we were played by Russia. Okay.
It's over.
But
it's over.
Maybe another Democrat could have overcome this, but they didn't. So what we have is a Democratic Party that is in dire need of better messaging. I don't think we're horrible. I don't think everything should be blasted away. But I do think we need to figure out a stronger way to message and keep voter participation high.
Yes.
So we accept the idea that we lost. And we accept the idea that if, Trump is gone, then we get Pence. And to what you said, yeah, I think that If they don't have anything on Pence that we can, do any kind of a impeachment proceeding or something like that, because, there's a couple of different scenarios. I think the likely scenario is that Pence would just become president. He's clearly working his way up to that.
Oh, well, that's
started
what he wanted.
Yeah, he's just rubbing his hands together. He can't wait to get into the Oval Office. But, on the off chance that, let's say, Mueller has something very damning on him, well, then it's going to go down the line of succession. And, I don't know if Orrin Hatch, who would be after Paul Ryan, because Paul Ryan is supposedly also in trouble.
Dirty.
Yeah. Whatever they're going to find, if they are, these people who are on Mueller's team, they're investigating, going back decades.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
And that doesn't mean Pence was involved in any of that. And they're going back decades on Russian mafia.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
totes.
Where Trump is involved. But cut to how much of the Russian money has gone into the Republican Party? Does Mike Pence know about it? Does evidently, according to the rumors on the web, which are just rumors at this point, evidently there is video of Paul Ryan acknowledging that to Kislyak. But that's from Louise Mensch, who I really don't trust. So
I
take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she has been correct on some things, but
some things.
Yeah, I'm not putting all my eggs into the hope basket on the Paul Ryan thing. And then if it let's say we go down to Hatch, maybe he's not guilty, but he's an older dude, maybe he's not interested, maybe he's going to take, let's say it went all the way, which I still don't think this will be the scenario. But if it was going to be the case, then it would either be him or it would be him saying, "No, I don't want it," and then it goes to Tillerson. So
yeah,
we don't have
what?
Any good choices here, no,
no
matter who it is.
Let me just tell you something. If it is Pence, Pence will not have both of Putin's balls
no,
in his mouth
he
at
will
all
not.
Times. So that's one thing that we
right.
can be okay about.
And I would hope that the North Korea situation would be improved as well.
Correct. Correct. Tillerson did for a moment there. And this is, it's grim when I'm having a brief period where I like Rex Tillerson.
Yeah.
But when the news broke that he went haywire on that White House staffer who wouldn't let him hire. Yeah. He's fed up with it. But then he ruined it for me yesterday when he said that they had good chemistry. It's like, are you kidding me?
I know.
Like, our lives are at stake.
Well, they don't care. Here. They just don't care.
They just don't care because it's like, follow the money. Right. Again, we go back to
They're so greedy that they only think in short term. You know, right. I mean, what they fail to understand is they're just so excited about their fucking win that they're not recognizing what that win will eventually lead to if Putin has his way, is Putin's control of this country, and then they lose everything except for the people who, the oligarchs, the people who are millionaire billionaires. They're always going to have their money and they'll always be insulated and protected while, you know, the majority of people would just be left to fend for themselves.
Right.
And that's what's scary. And it could totally happen. And I, you know, I mean, I don't want to be all gloom all the time, but I always want people to remember this. I want our four listeners or however many listeners we have to keep this in mind and not get, you know, all, oh, we're so great, because it's like, it's so easy. It's so easy to take a nation down, especially one that's been hit in the knees over and over and over again.
Right.
You know, I mean, I see articles going around, for instance, like what's going to wind up happening is people are going to get resistance fatigue and they're going to give up. And eventually that could happen. If we don't get wins and we just keep getting clobbered, everybody throws their hands up in the air and says, I don't know what the fuck to do, and walks away. And so that was like yesterday, Claude Taylor on Twitter, True Facts Stated, had, you know, who I like to go to. Right now, he's not giving too many. He's giving a few here and there of what he thinks is going to happen. I think what he's really trying to do, even though he's catching a lot of shit from some really angry people, I think that he's just trying to keep morale up. And, you know, he said something and I, you know, I was all defeated. And so he quoted me. And, you know, he's like, rah, rah. He gave a rah, rah thing. And so I thanked him and said, you know, thanks for keeping strong, you know. And then a lot of people came on and they, you know, they agreed with me or they agreed with him. I had one dickhead who had to explain to me. So I just muted him, which, by the way, on Twitter, if you don't want to talk to someone, you can just mute them and they're not blocked. They can see you and they can tweet to you, but you don't even see them. It's great. I love the mute.
I got to learn how to do that. But right now, you know, I'm taking anybody I can get at this point on Twitter. Just kidding. So yeah. Keep on this Claude thingy. I love Claude. He's sane.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is going back to this whole Intercept story on Rachel Maddow, where she said, you know, that after the, or during the day that, few days after The Intercept reported that the NSA proved, there was an NSA document proving that the Russians were involved in the 2016 election, she got this falsified document. Well, I think it's interesting because there are people going after Claude and Louise, which again, I'm going to say with Louise, she's on her own. I'm not going to trash talk her, but I don't really like her. I know Claude believes she is patriotic, even though she's not an American, but he believes that she's on the right side of things. And maybe she is, I don't know, but she doesn't do it for me.
No, me neither.
You know, but I do like him. And so there's a new strategy effort out there to discredit him. And I find it fascinating because it just came up recently. And I don't know who it is. Like, could it just be regular citizens? Of course. Could it be people who are, you know, the same kind of people who are sending falsified documents to Rachel? Could it be the Russians? You know, we don't know. We don't know because right now there's going the disinformation, the discrediting, it's all going to start amping up now. And it has, because I've noticed that after months of really not having to deal with any Trump trolls, one here, one there, maybe in the, you know, since he's been inaugurated, I've literally had to block maybe five Trump trolls off my Facebook page. All of a sudden yesterday, they're coming out of the woodwork. And I think it's only going to get worse. You know, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse. And we're going to get it from all around. We're going to get it from, you know, once again, it's going to be the leftists who are like angry and dismissive of Russia and hating anybody who they feel is the establishment. We're going to have to go through all that shit again. And we're just going to have to be strong. It's, you know, I'm going to try really hard. Well, I don't even have to try. I'm not going to engage. I'm just not going to engage.
Yeah.
With, and I'm, you know what? That reminds me. I'm going to go to it right now. I'm going to
get the positive thingy.
Well, that, but in a way not to engage. Hold on. Let me get to it. It is one of the feminist Facebook pages that I am on, that I, you know, I help run. I think I've mentioned this before, but I'm just going to read some of the messages that the page has received. And I have a point to this. And I'm going to start with, I've put them in the spam box, so just a second. I like I said, I've read some of these before, and I'm going to skip a few. But I'm just going to go down the list of messages. Hey, can I speak to the man in charge? Cancer. May I please speak to the man in charge? This page is a disgrace to feminism. What rights do men have that women don't? Can I speak to the man in charge? Who is the man in charge around here? The wage gap is a myth. May I please speak with the man in charge? Hey, can I speak to the man in charge? Let me speak to the man in charge. And then, okay, I'm not, oh, hello, I want to mansplain something. and then, you know, there's a few others, and I'm reading them now. I have not opened them. So I'm just, you know, each individual thing that I read was an individual message. Then there was a message, by a guy, and he says, I'm just going to open it. He says, what can I do to support the movement as a white guy, straight? I didn't answer because I'm not going to get it. You know, this is my whole point about the trolls. He is just trying to waste my time, or anybody who runs the feminist pages. So he writes, what can I do to support the movement as a white guy, straight? A few days later, nothing. Then he comes back with a whole bunch of question marks. A few days, I don't answer him. He comes back. Okay, never mind. So he's got this little strategy here. And his strategy is he thinks that he's going to be successful in making the page admin feel guilty for not answering him. And so he's kind of like passive aggressive about it. And I think that this is very much what the trolls do. They want to waste your time. There's a few out there. If you can have, my mom told me about a conversation when I was feeling bad yesterday. And she said, you know, I was some guy on Twitter, some Trump supporter came on and he started, you know, disagreeing with me, but he wasn't an asshole. He just disagreed with me. So we started, you know, debating a little bit and he stayed civil. So my mom basically said, you know, she stayed civil, he stayed civil. And in the end, she said, I think we're just going to have to agree to disagree here. And he said, okay. And that was it. It wasn't like an anger thing. And those people, that's one thing. But I think there, you know, I think we have to be very careful while we're online to not allow these trolls to pull us into angry, you know, it's very easy to get computer rage, online rage. Mm-hmm. You know, you get triggered real easy when you see something that pisses you off.
But
It's like, stop and breathe, take three breaths and say to yourself, this is their goal. They want to piss me off. Because It's like, you know, I've had a couple guys, and I think this has even happened to Bob, where, you know, it's like, to me, Facebook is your living room. If you don't like what someone is saying, you say, leave my living room, and you shut the door. And then what they do is come back at you and you go, oh, so your answer to somebody who disagrees with you is silencing them. Yes, it is. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Go yell on your own page. That's why you have your own page. So, I think, you know, I do think it's important for all of us to just take a breath instead of, you know, that angry typing, which I've totally been guilty of.
Please.
You know, it's like, just take a breath and say, is this a productive way to spend my time? Because we are going to be battling so much.
Right.
So much just online
that
we can't allow these trolls to take our time. We cannot.
Well, and then what it does is it seeps into the rest and it wrecks your mood and it fucks exactly. up the rest of your day. And the next interaction that you have, whether it's with Bob or, you know, somebody at the coffee shop or whatever, you know, it yeah. just, it puts you in a sour place. It's gross. I'm kind of over that. Although I do like when I know that I'm standing my ground, and I definitely don't like, I'm trying not to, I wouldn't call somebody out on their appearance or, you know, that kind of thing, but just straightforward, you know, I'm sorry, that's nepotism. Doesn't work for me. And if somebody wants to fight, I'm not going to further engage. And if somebody calls me a name, oh, please, like, Kimberly, when you and I did the Why I Resist,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and I'm standing in my kitchen with my tattoos and writing on my hands and stuff. And some, first of all, a Trump supporter came on my page, a woman, and told me I was the dumbest C-U-N-T in the world, which I kind of like. Then some like toothless man with a picture of him kneeling next to a pit bull said, "Who is this bloke?" And that kind of stuff, like, I personally, it doesn't hurt my feelings. I love it. I am who I am. I look the way I look, whatever. I'm a girly girl, but I maybe did look like a bloke that day. I don't give a shit. Jesus. But it's just, to me, like, I got under their skin.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason I got under their skin is because the message is clear and I was right. That's what and so I believe that. So that makes me happy. But can we talk about something like some future tripping that's like positive future
yes,
tripping that I've
absolutely.
Been doing lately? Okay, so check this out. And you and I have done this before in the past, but like, I'm looking to 2020. Yes, I'm totally looking to 2018. And like Elizabeth Warren said when I saw her speak last month, she told Joy Reid, when Joy Reid asked her, "Are you running for president?" She goes, "I'm running for the Senate in 2018. Like, baby steps, people. Okay.
Yeah.
We're looking at 2018 and we are going to kick ass and take names and we're going to get our act together as a party.
Yeah.
Okay. But now looking to 2020, because I also like to, you know, I want to keep rolling with the positive. You know who I'm in love with? I'm in love with Sally Yates.
Yeah, I know, me too.
And I have this fantasy in my mind. Like, I'm also, and I've been a big fan of the Castro brothers for a long time. And in particular, Julian, who was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under Obama, is somebody that, you know, I saw him on the circuit. I saw him, you know, it was rumored that he was on sort of a long list as a possible running mate for Hillary Clinton. And I think, you know, he's 42 years old. He's brilliant. Yeah. He's got an identical twin brother who's a congressman from San Antonio. Like, together, these guys are a powerhouse, and they really represent that youth and that sort of freshness and kind of that audacity of hope, change sort of mentality. Yeah. And they embody that. These are two guys who went to Stanford together. Then they went to Harvard Law School together. They're Mexican Americans from the state of Texas. Like, it doesn't right. get much better
right.
than that in terms of, here's how we make change in a red state.
Yeah.
With two really progressive, super smart dudes. I'm fantasizing about Yates Castro in 2020, but it might be Castro Yates.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, from what I hear, and of course they all say no now, but doesn't seem like Yates interested.
Okay. But I'm talking fantasy.
Right. Okay.
Because she's got that temperament.
No, she's a total fantasy for me. I love her.
But then also let's talk about some other hotties and Ted Lieu.
Oh my God, is he great? I love how he keeps tweeting. He was taking president's own words, or Trump's, I should say, own words against him. And now I don't even remember the words, but it was just about how stupid he is. And he kept using those Trump's words against him.
Yeah.
He's so great.
He does it all the time. And he does it on a continuous loop.
I know.
Like, you know, I have to wonder sometimes when I look at Ted Lieu's tweets, like, is the dude in DC right now? Because if he is, he's up in the middle of the night and he's witty as fuck at 2 a.m.
He really
is. Or is he in L.A.? And I don't care, no matter what. He's a darling of the talk show circuit right now. And he's brilliant. And he was a prosecutor and he was JAG. And he, you know, he is so smart. And let's not forget, he is in his first term.
Yeah.
And he took for Henry Waxman's district. So, I mean, he has his shit so together that if he threw his name in the hat,
yeah,
I'd be delighted. And I'm also,
well, go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. No, please continue.
Okay. Well, I've already said it, but I like Gavin Newsom.
Yeah. And you know, okay.
He's going to go for governor though.
He's young,
and he's going to go for president after
2024. He'll be a one-term governor and he's a 2024 for sure. For sure. I also love Adam Schiff.
Yes. I love Adam Schiff. Who was the other one I was just thinking of? You know who I like, and he's really not. I wrote an article about him, and I think it was in 2015. He's the Maryland senator now, Chris Van Hollen.
Oh yes, I know you're.
I really
a huge
love
fan.
Him.
Yeah.
You know, what I do know about him, I should say, is you know you can go online and see his record. Very, very liberal, and smart. He's kind of even tempered, you know, not Obama even tempered, but his own version of it. He's polite, but he's not like Obama, but he is because he's even tempered and he knows how to argue politely and almost with a twinkle in his eye. And that's what I think he's great. And I don't know if he's got plans to run or not for the president, but if he did, I love him.
I would too. I think that type of person is who we need. We need someone fresh. My husband always says, I hate dynasties.
Yeah.
So I said, well, what about Caroline Kennedy? He's like, ah, dynasty. that's exactly how he sounds, by the way. Then there's Joseph Kennedy.
Yeah.
And
I like
you know,
him.
He's brilliant, but enough. All right. Love you. You're terrific.
No, I know.
But let's put a little flavor and spice into this next one.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I'm sorry.
Well, you mentioned Pelosi and I've got to say, I mean, I know Joy Reid was on the Leave Nancy Pelosi team or Leave Nancy Pelosi Alone. Mm-hmm. And I agree with her because every single woman in government, especially Democratic women, you know, look at Kamala Harris and all of them, they're all treated like shit.
Yes.
But I will agree with you. I do like Nancy Pelosi. I do.
Yeah.
But I feel like she was the Democratic Party of yesterday.
Yes.
I think we have, and I don't want to belittle her. I don't think it's, and I'm not even talking about her age. I'm talking about her politics and the way that she handles herself. And I do think that she's a badass. She was up, I can't even remember what the subject was, but she was talking about something on the floor and she kept getting interrupted and she absolutely refused to allow the men who were interrupting her to sway her, to frustrate her. She just kept going. So I want to give her all the credit that she deserves, but I also feel like, okay, this, we have a new day now. We have we need new voices to represent the people out there who are so hungry for that change that she's not answering that. And it's right. Not a criticism. It's just, it's not working with her.
Right.
You know, for a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, you know, she's great and everything, but I don't know. She just doesn't have the, I don't know. I don't want
the
to say
freshness.
Charisma. Yeah, it's freshness.
No, there's Nancy Pelosi broke ground. Nancy Pelosi was a phenomenal leader. Nancy Pelosi knew how to whip votes. Nancy Pelosi is somebody who we women will be indebted to forever.
Yeah.
But it is time. We need it to be lit up.
Yeah.
And if it's not, we are going to lose. We need somebody fresh in there where the hate from the opposite side can start fresh, where they don't have decades of material, you know, to come at her with, to come at us with.
I mean, they're going to come up with, whether it's Russians or Republicans, they're going to come up with new stuff or they're going to invent stuff. Because God only knows what we're going to see about Randy Bryce.
Oh my God, you know, right? But he's uneducated. He's this, he's that, whatever. All I know is that he got a lot of people excited, and he's got a lot of Wisconsins excited, and he's got Paul Ryan shaking in his boots a little bit because,
And,
you know, when Tom Foley was unseated back in what year was that? 94? I don't know. Help me out.
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It has happened in the past.
Yes, yes, yes.
And people are pissed off enough. And let's just, to your point earlier, you know, they're fucking up with healthcare. Cause I like to cuss, and they are going to blow it with this obstruction collusion stuff.
I hope so.
Okay. You know, Nikki Haley, who I wanted to, you know, crack.
I know.
The other day when she was like, thanks, North Korea. I'm working on a holiday. It's like, bitch, that's your job.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up and work.
You know what? The American people are depending on you to represent and to have our backs. Shut your mouth, okay? And so, but she said yesterday to Dana Bash, or Dana Bash, who blinks a lot. I don't know if you've noticed that when you watch CNN. She blinks all the fucking time. But she said, no, of course Putin meddled in the election. Yeah. We all know it.
Yeah.
And Trump's like, nah, I don't know. Maybe it could have been somebody else.
I know. I just can't stand him. Ugh. We better start wrapping up. We're going to move on to another thing. But
yeah,
right
baby.
before we wrap up, I do want to bring up the Bernie situation because there's a couple of different things that I've been seeing going around lately. I read an article, I think it was in Vox, although it could have been in another one. But anyway, it was about how he's the Democratic front runner. And that he, you know, has learned his lessons from 2016, that when he initially ran, he wasn't running because he thought he was going to win. He basically just he ran because he thought he was going to be pushing Hillary to the left, which he did.
Yeah.
But then he got, he got more than he expected. Unfortunately, he didn't change his campaign manager, which he should have. But long story short, he didn't win. So according to the article that I read, you know, yes, he is absolutely going to run. And that freaks me out because I feel like that. I mean, I don't want him or Hillary to run.
No, neither of them.
But this may be our reality. And I just think we have to gear ourselves up for this. I mean, I don't know who's going to show up. And, I don't know if we're going to have that clown car that the Republican Party had, you know, at the beginning of the primaries. We may have our own variation of the clown car, and I think Bernie may be somebody who is going to be a strong front runner. So I just kind of, you know, whether you like him, whether you don't like him, I think we're going to be looking at that.
Okay. I don't. He's going to be too old.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm not, as I said, I was for him last time around. I'm not this time. I'm not. I don't like the man. I like his policies, but I don't like the man. Anyway, we're gonna. God bless him. We're gonna wrap this up, and I'm gonna do my little commercial here. So anyway, you can support the show by becoming a monthly subscriber at patreon.com/startmeup, and you could just donate $1 a month. That's $12 a year. I think you can do that. I'm going to be moving next year and I need some money. You can also do a pledge of $5 a month, and that's going to get you into our next segment, which is called End Another Thing. Or you can give us $10 a month, or you can give us $20 or $30 or $100 or whatever you feel like, because hey, we're indie podcasters and we need your help. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. I remember Johnny.